All right. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the QS cast. Good evening. How are you? I am joined by Tark. Chaz, as always, joined by Tark. And what's up, Tark?
Hey, how's it going, Chaz? How you been?
I'm doing okay. So
you missed a really interesting conversation with Jordan, man.
I played it back. It was definitely really interesting. I apologize I could not make that, but feels like you guys managed. It was really informative for sure.
It was. It's super educational, and he seems like a really good guy, and I think he's going to start writing for QS actually. He's going to be doing kind of similar to what Rob San Juan does for us, daily picks. He's going to be doing these like a couple times a week, sort of these casually focused little quick picks for casual players. So yeah, look out for that. I think it's going to be pretty cool. And did you catch his pick? His call?
No, I didn't. What was that?
He picked Tarmogoyf, which was kind of interesting. He thinks Tarmogoyf is like bottoming out.
Yeah,
and he's like best creature ever printed. Why is it this low? And that's I was like, that's not a bad call. So yeah, we shall see. I told the group that if when we see the spike in Tarmogoyf, it's due to Jordan. So
yeah, I mean at this point, like any percentage increase is still pretty significant. So
yeah. Absolutely. And with new Masters coming up, you know, I don't think we get a reprint anytime soon. So I thought it was
probably not. Yeah, that is pretty bold. Tonight, Tark and I got together. There's really not a ton to talk about. We don't really have anything in terms of insider questions. You know, we've been answering those for the last couple of podcasts. We're just going to kind of talk about some picks here, kind of talk about some impending rotation. It is summer, so things are kind of quiet. Although Battle Bond has definitely been on the uptick, and we were talking about that a little bit on the Insider Discord, that it didn't take very long for Conspiracy to for those cards to start increasing. So we're definitely seeing a trend with Battle Bond, like very, very similar way.
Yep. Yeah. Especially the, looks like the foils. There's been some
foils
on the
great.
Foils. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, we said this from day one, Battle Bond is packed full of value for EDH and casuals. There should be no surprise. You know, we weren't sure when it was going to bottom out again. You know,
I think, not to cut you off, but I think we actually answered that question. Like, when do we start buying in? And we said, like, not too long after, especially with foils. I mean, those will take off really fast.
Yeah, and look, you know, Battle Bond is, you know, as I was saying, you know, core is coming. People are going to get excited about the come and go thing. But, you know, Battle Bond sort of, it came here. People had fun with it. And now, you know, attention is starting to shift. And people are, you know, targeting those foils. And honestly, you know, I would start looking at the non-foils as well sooner than later. I think that... I just think Battle Bond is just, it seems like, it feels like easy money to me. And I know that sounds kind of odd, but it just seems like there's so many good cards in that set. That through the summertime, they're just going to bottom out. And with the foils, like you mentioned, and that was caught in Discord, those are already starting to move upwards. Those are already hitting their upward trajectory. So I think I definitely agree that, you know, now that we're starting to see some activity, it's time to go ahead and pick up what you want, what you need for foils.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of for our picks today, but it's just, I think it's time to get on that.
Yeah, definitely. Another thing is, you know, while there are a lot of good cards and there's a lot of value in this set, you know, for all different kind of avenues of Magic, we are seeing some decreases in some of the non-foil versions of these cards. And we've seen that a card like Brightling is, you know, albeit not, you know, it's making its way into Legacy. I just kind of feel like any of these cards, because there wasn't like any standout card that's going to immediately impact Legacy. I mean, I know like people were talking about Brightling, but I just kind of feel like, you know, as good as Academy Rector is, you know, some of these other mythics like Arc Fiend of Despair, Will Kenrith, and Rowan Kenrith, like all of those cards are going to start decreasing a little bit. And a mythic like Breitling is going to soak up a ton of value if it's seeing play in Legacy. Like even both foil and non-foil. I feel like, I mean, $5 for Breitling probably won't be a price tag we'll see for too long.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I mean, along with the Legacy, the Ling, you know, it's got, you know, all the Lings are, well, they're not all, but they tend to be collected, and this is a new one. And yeah, I mean, apparently it's just briefly sort of on the fringes of Death and Taxes. And so, I mean, and you made the comment before the cast that if this thing even remotely touches something in Legacy, you know, it could end up being 10, 15 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because it has the best chance. It's already kind of making it, you know, it's trying to break in even fringe. And like I said, I mean, as good as these cards are, and there's a lot of value in the set, like, you know, I just don't see a ton of these mythics retaining that much value, even if they're played in EDH. And I just think Breitling has the chance to kind of just take off. Because, like, can really, like, Bramble Sovereign, Rowan and Will Kenrith, Garathma All-Devouring, like, even Arena Rector, like, as good as it is in EDH, like, can all of these mythics maintain all of that value? Like, I just feel like Breitling sitting at $5, I mean, I just feel like there's going to be some correction there.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think what similar to what we were talking about before is that what you're going to see happen be these mythics, they're going to probably tank out over the summer. And at that point, I think, you know, you start picking up things like Rowan. I mean, if Rowan hits, you know, $3-4, I'm not saying it's going to do that, but, you know, he gets that low. Those are just, you automatically pick those up because those have just so much long-term potential, you know, that I can't see them end up long-term, you know, being less than six, seven, maybe even $8 or more. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, a lot of this stuff is going to continue to go down through the summer. Something's going to have to soak up the value, and Lightling seems to be the one that has the most, well, one of the ones that has the most eternal opportunity. So
yeah, I really like Battle Bond over the summer and going into the winter months. I don't even think it probably might not take too long, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you know, if the boxes get down to conspiracy levels, I mean, there was a time when Take the Crown was going for like $69.
Yeah,
if Battle Bond gets anywhere remotely to that, is $70-75, oh man, I would just be buying them up. I mean, they're just great. It's just a great, great set. And so, yeah, long story short, and we'll talk about a couple of foils, but foils have begun to start to move. So it's probably time to go in on those and just keep watching Battle Bond through the summer because there's going to be time to pick it up.
Yeah. On the other side, I mean, not to just kind of keep harping on Battle Bond, but there is a rotation happening in October. Tark and I were kind of going through all the sets that are rotating. So it's Kaladesh, Aether Revolt, and Amon Kep Block. And like, I just see a bunch of this. Like, I don't even think like there's a ton to even wait for. I mean, Gideon of the Trials, probably. Like, I guess like it won't drop too much, but even then, I don't think it's not like a very played very widespread in modern. As Foretold, maybe, you know, you have basically got Chandra and I think like Saheeli and what's the other one? The Walking Ballista? Like, I think that's probably it. I really think if we had to boil it down.
Yeah, so one thing you have to keep in mind is that the masterpieces, you know, they've gone through buyouts. They're going to continue to be bought out. I predict this to be kind of a regular cycle for masterpieces, at least until they sort of reach their imaginary ceiling, which many of them still have a ways to go. That's going to take so much of the value from these boxes, and so much of this stuff is already just not played anywhere else except standard right now at the moment anyway, that this stuff it's going to be really hard for any of these non-masterpiece cards to really do anything. Now, I like the ones you point out. I like As Foretold, if that starts to tank. Gideon, yeah, I mean, if Gideon gets, I don't know how much, maybe he sees play everywhere, but I think he's like a one of or something.
Yeah, he definitely gets played like as a couple copies, but nothing like really crazy. It's not in like four or five. It's not in like three or four different decks. It's pretty tame.
Yeah, so that could probably start to fall. Maybe that's a pickup. We were talking before the cast. It would be great to see Walking Ballista drop, but I think you're right. You had mentioned that it's probably not going to go down too much, and it's probably accurate. I mean, Walking Ballista has just proven itself. It's just proven itself to be too much of an eternal staple at this point that I think that it's going to probably sit around $10, $8 to $10.
Yeah, it probably doesn't drop a considerable amount.
Yeah, but World of Invention, that's an interesting one. That could end up dipping up quite a bit.
Notice that all of the cards that I talked about are mythic. So those pretty much have the only chance.
Yeah.
The only real chance outside of like Walking Ballista.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're getting World of Inventions at sort of bulk rates, that's great. But that goes for most most cheap staples. If you're getting them at bulk rates, that's a good deal.
You're pretty much winning. Yeah. That's like the goal here, right?
Yeah. But I would say I think the takeaway here is for me, there's really not to put a lot of your mental resources and energy into rotation because I don't think there's going to be much to focus on, except for me, I love invocations. I'm going to call it now. I think the invocations are probably going to get bought out again next year, if not earlier or early next year in the first quarter, if
and
not
won't
prior.
That be awesome? We get to have all those conversations all over again.
All over again about, oh, wow, here we are.
Can't wait.
But yeah, so I love all like the cheap...
Tark, is that like before or after the reserve list stuff gets bought out next year?
That's going to be after the reserve list.
Oh, okay. So we get to have like pretty much all the same discussions for like 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, what we're going to do is we're just timestamp the old cast and we're going to voice over the dates of the new buyouts and we're just going to keep the cast exactly as
the same conversation.
But anyways, yeah, so I would say the invocations are my top picks for rotation. Otherwise, I don't think there's much to really worry about rotation. I think the sets are going to kind of be DO kind of dead.
I wonder how the voiceover, like, we just talk and then it's like randomly we have a sound bite. It's like, all right, so yeah, just pick this up, March. Let's talk about some of the cards that we want to upload into the QS tracker for Guillaume. So, I mean, we talked about Battle Bonds, so I think it's only right that a few of the cards that I wanted to talk about are from Battle Bond. And the trend I am seeing, I don't know if these will stick, probably to some extent, because foils are just, you know, from these types of sets, I mean, foils are just the way to go, and they normally increase quite a bit. I mean, I don't know if, like, you know, you look on the stock updates page, like, you see some crazy spikes. I don't know if they hold that, those types of numbers, but they will definitely, they will likely sell for a considerable amount more regardless. So we've already seen, I mean, pretty much, I think people are, like, going down the line of EDH viability. So we've seen Thrilling Encore, Stolen Strategy, and Archon of Valor's Reach, all very good cards in EDH. So, I mean, you know, those are pretty good choices. But I think in sticking with the hype train that is Najeela, and just a card that is just really good on its own, I like foils of Mindblade Render. And the foils are around $8 right now. There aren't too many copies of the foils of this card around, so I like that. I like also Bonus Round. Those foils are around $8 to $10. Insanely powerful card. I could see that increasing quite a bit, at least double on all these foils, because the foils, like I said, they just get out of control. So I like Mindblade Render, Bonus Round, and while this is definitely not up there in terms of, you know, we look at cards like Arena Rector, Stolen Strategy, Arcfiend of Despair, Thrilling Encore. A lot of those foils, I mean, you look at Arcfiend, the foils are already, I mean, they're disappearing and already around $15. So don't want to go there. But one that I really like, other than the two that I mentioned, is Generous Patron. That card is just really, really good. And the foils are already around $8. So that already tells you, like, this has potential. And it's just really strong on its own. So I think that card is going places. So yeah, foil Generous Patron, foil Bonus Round, and foil Mindblade Render. I mean, it just kind of feels like, you know, the hype train and like the buyout train is just going to hit them anyway. So might as well try to get ahead of the ahead of schedule here.
Well, if you're going to stay ahead of the buyout train, then I am on foils from Battle Bond. I know it has a judge promo. However, the judge promo is about $18. This one, this is its first time non-promo foil printing.
Sorry, what was that card again?
Mystic Confluence.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In foil. It's $10. The judge promo is $18. That, to me, does not make too much sense. I think that this standard foil should probably be around the same price, maybe $15, $18 as well. It could actually, it may exceed the judge promo, but I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to go that far with it, but I think it's definitely too low at $10. And I could definitely see this one getting up to $15, $18, if not more. So I like that one from Battle Bond. As far as my other picks, there's a card called Path of Ancestry from Commander 2017. There's a lot of these around, but the interesting thing is this, I've noticed that this card tends to, a lot of sellers on TCG Player can push this thing for about $9, and it goes for about $4. But I see larger merchants, I also see TCG Player direct sellers that are moving this thing at $9, which leads me to indicate that a $9 price point is not unrealistic. It's certainly not going to be anything that happens tomorrow. There is a lot of copies that are around $4 or $5, but I like Path of Ancestry to get up from $4 to maybe $8. So that's my second pick. My third one is Lantax from Legends. ABU is buying near mint copies. They were at $70, and you can find these retail for about $50. I don't know if it's mostly SP copies at $50. It might be, but in general, the market price for Lantax Legends is $50. I think that's far too low. I think that's probably going to end up being at $75. Could be pushing $100 for the Legends version, though. There's so many reprints that, you know, maybe doesn't hit 100 quite yet, but I definitely think 75 is where that's probably going to end up eventually correcting to. Last thing I want to point out was Karn from Dominaria is, I believe, gotten, last time I checked, it was less than Teferi. It's dropped down to about $30, which is very interesting. I'm going to say this is not on my picks. I just want to call this out to watch over the summer. If Karn drops to about $25 before the Pro Tour, I think could be a good pickup. Karn is continuing to prove itself in Standard and has actually showed up in some of the Tron lists in Modern. So and it's getting much cheaper than I expected. I thought Karn would kind of hold around $40, $50, but it's dropped down to about $30 and may go down even lower. So I would be keeping an eye on Karn from Dominaria. So yeah, those are mine.
Okay. I mean, I agree with you.
One other thing one other quick thing I want to point out, as far as actionables, we do have a banned and restricted list coming up, on July 2nd, which is in about 4 days.
Yes.
I don't think that anything is going to happen. I do not believe Chain Whirler will be banned. I do not believe Stoneforge Mystic is going to be unbanned, which is what a lot of chatter is about. And, we have noticed, which is this is like an annual thing. It was before it was with Bloodbraid Elf, now it's with Stoneforge. But people thinking that Stoneforge is going to be unbanned, I heard there was movement on Batterskull. There was some actual movement on Stoneforge itself that popped up on interests. I can tell you, I am very confident Stoneforge Mystic is not going to be unbanned. It is just, it's far too abusive where it would be legal, which would be Modern, is where everybody thinks it's going to be unbanned. And it's just not going to happen. I'm just more than confident that it's not going to be unbanned. So I would not be buying around Stoneforge Mystic. I do not think I don't think there's going to be any changes to BNR. I just don't see it. I don't think Chain Whirler is going to get banned. So I don't think there's anything actionable. Obviously, we don't know. I need to say that. Things could happen. But I just don't think there's going to be any changes. Chaz, do you have any thoughts on that?
I'm with you. I'm about 50-50 on Chain Whirler. Though I'm really? Definitely on a 0% on Stoneforge, but I honestly think Chain Whirler can go either way.
Okay.
As weird as that's, yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, the problem is because everyone just keeps comparing it. Like, oh, well, they made the horse in Corset 2019, so should we just ban that too? I don't think people, like, we talked about this last cast. It does negate, like, it does have that barrier of it kills X1s, but it's also a 3-3 first strike. So it negates X3s too. And right. I just think people are overlooking that just because it pings everything. Like, yeah, it does do that, but a 3-mana 3-3 first strike is pretty ahead of the curve too. So I think that might just push it over the edge. I mean, they banned, what was that, Ferocidon?
And that card
was like probably worse than Chain Whirler at this point. So
yeah.
Maybe they ban Chain Whirler and unban the Ferocidon. Maybe they go direction.
I would say that if anything's gonna happen with Chain Whirler, I can see that. Why are you gonna both? I don't know. I don't think there's gonna be any changes.
Because the other thing is, like, with rotation, you're losing a ton of the red, like, core.
Exactly.
So is it just, like, we haven't really seen Goblin Chain Whirler without Hazoret and without, you know, of the other cards from the other blocks. So, so they could probably just go either way with that. I won't be surprised if it's banned. If it's still not banned. Doesn't really matter. Yep. All right, Tark, I think that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Yep, like we said, it's a quick one. Any last final thoughts? Anything pop to mind?
No. I think just be buying this. Acquiring and picking stuff up. Everything's going to start, you know, hitting their lows. So just, I would start picking stuff up, trading, getting what you need.
Yep. All right. Where can they find you on the internet, Tark?
Yep, you can find me at the_Tark, T-A-R-K, on Twitter. I also help out the TG Finance Central Facebook page. You can chat with me there. And as always, I am in the QS Discord.
All right, best place to find me is the QS Insider Discord. And you can find my work on quietspeculation.com. Good cast, Tark. We will do this again next week.
All right, see you guys.
Take care.
Bye.